Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The threat posed by communist China tops the agenda as President Biden sits down with the leaders of a couple of China's neighbors.
The president will meet with Philippines President Marcos at the White House before they join Japan's prime minister for a trilateral summit. Talks are expected to focus on Beijing's South China Sea incursions, with Beijing attempting to isolate Japan and the Philippines. A senior U.S. official says Mr. Biden is aiming to flip the script and isolate China.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Milkshakes all around, and how about some chicken as well? Former President Trump's gift to a large crowd gathered around him at a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta yesterday. It was a warm welcome for Mr. Trump in the predominantly black neighborhood.
How you doing, Trump? Doing good. I love you, man.
Another person in the crowd telling the former president, quote, "I don't care what the media tells you, we support you." Mr. Trump gave that woman a hug before handing out 30 milkshakes. There is word this morning of the death of O.J. Simpson. His family posting on social media saying that he died yesterday following a battle with cancer. O.J. Simpson was 76. After wide areas of the South were pummeled by powerful storms yesterday, today parts of Ohio, West Virginia, and Kentucky could experience some rough weather. Forecasters warn of the possibility of strong winds, damaging hail, flooding, and even the possibility of tornadoes. A House committee hears from FBI Director Christopher Wray this afternoon, the hearing focusing on national security threats. Inflation continues driving prices higher at the wholesale level. The government's producer price index out this morning rose 0.2% last month from February, prices up 2.1% over the past year. On Wall Street, the Dow down 215 points, the Nasdaq up 49. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm 67 and I'm pretty active. I go out in the fields and work, and I notice the difference. I take it in the morning, but I've been taking it, you know, religiously. My body seems to like it.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off plus $10 off any additional sets as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
This KMZQ News Flash powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. Liquidation sales well underway at 99 cents only stores here in Southern Nevada. With all the stores posting closing signs, they promise discounts of up to 30% off certain items. Now, the well-known deep discount retailers have at least 15 stores in Las Vegas, 4 in Henderson, 3 in North Las Vegas, 1 in Boulder City. Now, depending on the store location, those shelves range from mostly full to nearly empty, with the employees saying they're not sure about an exact closing date, but they're guessing it'll happen sometime in June. It was recently announced that all 371 stores across the country would be closing, with the shutdown being blamed on inflation, increasing losses, and the lingering after effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The company filed for bankruptcy protection this past weekend. Las Vegas hit its first 80-degree day of 2024. It happened yesterday. Last year, the first 80, it happened on April 9th, with 90 degrees coming our way on the 10th. The norm for hitting the 80-degree mark is March 14th, with the earliest being February 1st of 2003, the latest being April 23rd, 1941. Weekend temperatures are expected to still be in the 70s, with the cool weather staying with us through early next week. Enjoy it. Las Vegas Strip's newest resort, adding summer movies poolside, Fontainebleau Las Vegas, hosting Oasis Cinema Club, its new poolside movie series. Now, beginning Sunday, May 5th, running through Sunday, September 1st, that would be Labor Day weekend, hotel guests and Las Vegas locals can enjoy movies that include classic comedies, blockbusters as well as family favorites on an outdoor big screen at the resort's 6-acre pool deck. Cost $5 for the locals, free for the guests. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet, 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Just getting word of a new accident on the Southern Beltway as you come out of Henderson on 215 westbound near Windmill. Watch for slowdown there in an already busy area. 215 westbound at Windmill. Still picking up after a couple of accidents heading into the Northwest Valley. US 95 northbound before Jones. Also on the other side, same general area. 95 southbound before Rancho. On the surface streets, Northwest injury accident at Craig and Decatur. We'll have less wind today, warmer temperatures, though, getting into the mid-80s this afternoon. We'll have light breezes and currently 59 degrees. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him foot.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. Good to have you with us. Always good to have him on. He is a friend. He is a good guy. He is John Lee, candidate for Congress in CD4, looking to replace Stephen Horsford, and he joins us. John, how you been? You been busy?
I'm doing fine. What a great day to be in Nevada.
Boy, it is. It's absolutely gorgeous out. Let me just ask you, the state of the race, you're out there every day talking to the people in CD4. Give me your sense of where the race is right now.
Oh, this is wonderful. I was hoping you'd ask something like that. This last night, I went to Mesquite. What a beautiful town Mesquite is. It has changed in the last 10 years. And they had a town hall there. I was able to speak to about 60, 80 people. And we talked about everything wonderful about this country. I know we think bad times are coming, but in Mesquite, they think good times are coming. And I like their attitude. You know, we've got good candidates, and you know, we're really working hard. I'm just going to tell you something interesting. There's in North Las Vegas, there's 40,000 people that have something to do with Nellis Air Force Base or Creech Air Force Base. There are veterans, their spouses, their dependents, their enlisted, you know, their leadership. But I tell you, Mosquito's got some of the most wonderful veterans out there, and that club is great. But and then before that, I went out to the county fair. That's a great event. I think everybody in this county should run out there to Mesquite this weekend and go to that county fair. It's got the rides and food and all kind of booths and stuff like that. And animals are auctioning off. But the interesting thing about that is I bumped into my friend David Gibbs out there. David has a booth, and they have a thing called Repair the Vote. And they have people there collecting signatures, and it has to do with voter identification. And they had a line of people – that were actually waiting in line to sign this this ballot question. It's going to be in November, and it's over in the food court area. But 91% of Republicans think we ought to, you know, be able to understand who's actually voting, you know, and you have to show ID and, you know, just some basic stuff, and 80% of Democrats. So if you haven't signed David Gibbs's Repair the Vote Net organization, they're out there. So I think that I think great things are happening in, for our party right now, and everybody's excited.
Let me ask you, John, when you go out, whether it be to a forum like last night in Mesquite, or you go to the fair, and you talk to people from CD4, what are the issues that are resonating with them?
David, I mean, not David, I was talking about Dave Gibbs there. Kevin, I think the thing is everybody wants the wall to be closed immediately. And when we close off the wall, then it's, but then it comes to, but then what? You know, what do we need to do, you know, after that? And so I kind of tell people some of my, I'll give you a couple ideas I have, Kev, if that's all right. So
please do.
I think that, you know, once this wall gets sealed, we have to take care of the issue. And I've got about five things if you let me run through them. No, I don't think illegal immigrants should be able to own property until you're an American citizen or you're from some country that you, maybe you live in another country and you want a summer home here or something like that. But you ought to have some form of identification that you don't live in America. You live actually in that other country. And these squatters, I mean, there's no reason in the world that illegals who are squatting should not be immediately removed. I think that we should have no welfare for people who come here. They haven't paid into the system. They haven't provided any support for someone else over the years when they were working, and now they need it. So I don't think that they deserve any of the benefits of the hardworking people in America. Here's another one, Kev. I'm just going to give you a couple of them. I think this birthright thing, these anchor babies, is a complete crime. I know that there are doctors in Las Vegas who are advertising in China to come to Nevada and have your babies so that they have that anchor baby situation that takes place on that. After we do the Title 42, after the wall closes, we reinstate that Title 42 where people have to remain in their countries before they come to America. Kevin, here's another one. I don't think foreign countries should be sold farmland. I think mineral rights or other natural resources are ours, and definitely don't sell any property around our military bases. And I'll bet you money on this one, Kevin. After about 6 months here, and these people are just not assimilating into this economy, I mean, the underground economy, I think there ought to be a volunteer program that they can go up and say, hey, I'm ready to go home, and we just start shipping them out, you know. So I think there's some good things that we should be working on in preparation for just closing the wall. And I'm glad you gave me a minute to bring those up.
I want to ask you about Stephen Horsford. The guy doesn't even live here. And yet he represents CD4. Give me the case of why he needs to be replaced.
Well, because when I was mayor of North Las Vegas, I rented out a part of the building to the Congressional Office Committee, and that's where the congressman for CD4 has his office. The guy is never there, like you said. He never calls me up and says, hey, John, listen, times are tough over there. You guys are going to pull through this thing and keep the city afloat? How can I help? Hey, COVID's hitting. How are my people being treated? I mean, is there anything I can do here to help them? He does nothing. I saw him the other day. We were at an event together where we were kind of debating, but only to answer questions. And every time he answered a question, it was a political answer. And then it was, and I signed on to this bill, and I signed on to that bill. It's never, I had a great idea, and everybody in my party and in Congress thinks it's a great idea. This would help our American citizens. He contributes nothing to what's going on at the issues of this country. He's useless. And I'm just telling you right now, in CD4, we have not had any representation for 4 years, and we're sick of it. So that's what I can tell you about that guy, that's for sure.
I know that one of the biggest voting blocks out there in this upcoming election is going to end up being independents. And I want to ask you, independents, what should the messaging be like to them? And is it that much different than what you would tell a Republican audience?
You know, so here's my thinking on independents. Independents are usually people who probably were of one party or the other, and they just got sick of what they saw. I think most independents kind of lean a little bit more from the Republican Party. And a lot of their issues are the same issues that everybody else has, but they dial down deeper into, okay, these are the political problems, but these are the problems that are going on in my community. I mean, Kevin, the price of gas is going up again, and the price of food and everything going in to having a quality of life in Southern Nevada and being able to basically enjoy what you did 5 years ago is dissipating. And I think independents, for the most part, they value their life and their lifestyle, and they want to get and see a better America, but a better state of Nevada for them and their families. And they want their children to be able to go to schools they want them to go to. They believe in parental rights, religious freedoms, you know, all the basics of the quality of life in America. They seem to dwell on those more than what the Democrats or Republicans think we should do. They're very independent, and they want results.
When you look at the advertising, the marketing from the left, so much of it in the state of Nevada has been about abortion. And I'm curious, do you get asked about abortion much? I mean, to me, it's not number one, number two, number three, maybe number four, reproductive rights for women. I don't see it anywhere out there. What about from your anecdotal knowledge?
No, I never get asked about it either. Maybe I'm hanging around people who are satisfied. In Nevada, we have a law that says up to 6 months, and after that you can't get an abortion. And I think people in Nevada that understand that's the rules, and they're like states' rights. They like the ability of the state legislature or the people of the state to make those decisions for them. But you're right, Kevin. I'm not getting any real questions from that. I do believe the National Democratic Party is going to try to make that the big issue, but I do not believe the day-to-day Nevadan is upset as much as the national parties are.
Should the messaging be different, though, to them, to the indies?
Well, we're not in Nevada. We're not even talking about it. I mean, we already have a law in the books. We don't really consider that something we can control at this election in this cycle. I do see both sides of the issue. You can make sense of both sides of the issue. In some cases, to rape, incest, the life of the mother. But for the most part, I think in Nevada, the people have spoken, and if people want to change it, they can get a ballot initiative going and or the legislature, and they can bring it up then.
Again, joining us, John Lee, the candidate for Congress in CD4. Tell me what it is that your campaign needs right now. Obviously, money is always important. What are some of the other things that you're going to be needing?
I think you're true. That's the question that needs to be asked of the voter right now. They're interested in just understanding the personality and the background and maybe the experience the candidate had. And so I'm out speaking to a lot of organizations. I'll come out to speak to your organization. Raising money is very, very important. It seems like that's the mother's milk of, you know, politics. I just be prepared to vote, be up on the issues. Don't be a low information voter. Figure out what's going on in this country or in your state. And hey, we need you to be a part of this thing. You know, get registered to vote. If you're not registered, do the things it takes to participate in this wonderful democracy.
It's going to be fascinating to see how this race continues. And again, we got to keep our eye on the prize, and the prize is replacing Stephen Horsford. John, safe travels as you traverse CD4. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of the program. Really appreciate it.
You too, Kevin, and all your wonderful listeners. Thank you very much.
John Lee, the candidate for Congress in CD4, the former mayor of North Las Vegas. And I'll just tell you, replacing Stephen Horsford next to Jackie Rosen, to me, that is like job one, replacing just a horrible, horrible representative in Stephen Horsford. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMTQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Chuck, I know there are a lot of scams with online payday loans. What should people watch out for?
So many of these websites might look totally legit, but they're far from it. And the borrower needs to be very careful to make sure they're dealing with a lender that's licensed right here in Nevada, like Dollar Loan Center.
How do they get away with that?
It's normally the online companies that are based out of the country in places like Costa Rica or hiding on tribal land to skirt state lending laws. Others are just lead generators who really don't lend money, but sell your info to hundreds of unlicensed lenders.
That was Chuck, and DLC continues to be your community lender by offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. And don't forget, your first loan is on us at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. A strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Be sure to listen to AM 670 KMZQ throughout the day for Marla Letizia's Long Life Era segment, powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Demopolis, Demopolis, Demopolis. Why am I saying it three times? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners three times. Yes, and it's going down for the second year in a row. I'm sure you heard about it by now, but if not, let me let you in. This year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. I'm telling you right now, if you're still thinking about who you should hire as your accident injury lawyer in Las Vegas, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at legalelite.com.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666. You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm sure Clay and Buck will have something to say about the passing of O.J. Simpson at the age of 76. I was like millions of Americans that were just an entire bunch of months went by when all you did was watch the trial and Judge Ito. And it was something that was that I've never experienced in my life other than this, the O.J. Simpson trial. It was the trial of the century. It was amazing. I don't know if there will be any sort of a deathbed confession from O.J. or if he will continue to say, I didn't do it. I don't know. I do know this, that the last time I saw O.J., and I've seen him a couple of times over the years up at downtown Summerlin, and never got a chance to meet him or talk to him. It's one of the interviews I would love to have done over the years. People always say, who's the guy you'd like to talk to? Well, I've talked to Trump a couple of times. O.J. Simpson would be the one guy that I wish I had interviewed, and now I will not get a chance to do that. I want you to hear from Donald J. Trump. This is cut number three, and this is Donald J. Trump yesterday in Atlanta on the tarmac unveiling a new term, Christian Visibility Day. Listen to this.
As far as I'm concerned, he's a criminal, and what he's doing with this weaponry of the Justice Department, every single trial that you read about and that you report about, and generally fairly, every one of these trials is run by the DOJ and the White House, every single one, including Fani. Because her lover spent 8 hours, I think her lover Wade, spent 8 hours at least on numerous occasions each day working and coordinating with the White House. How do we hurt Trump so that maybe Biden can eke out a victory? I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the people are going to stand for it. I'm sure the people aren't going to stand for it. These people have weaponized government. They've weaponized the Justice Department. They've done something that nobody has ever done before in this country. It's done a lot in third world countries and banana republics, never in this country. And so far, based on the polls that came out today and over the last fairly long period of time, if you look back over the last 4 or 5 months, I'm leading every single poll and I'm leading them by a lot. We are a nation in decline. Biden is the worst president in the history of our country. He's corrupt and he's incompetent. He can't put two sentences together, and I think we're going to have a tremendous victory. I predict that November 5th will go down as the most important day in the history of our country. That's Election Day. It's going to be the most important day and moment in the history of our country. We're going to close up our borders, and we're taking all of the criminals out, because many of the people that came in, they came from jails, they came from insane asylums and mental institutions. Many terrorists, many drug dealers at the highest level, they're all coming into our country. I predict that November 5th, it's all going to turn around. We're going to get our country back. This incompetent man that's president, he's a terrible person. He's a terrible president. He's a Manchurian candidate, if you look at him, because he gets money from everybody. He's a Manchurian candidate. I predict that Biden is going to be gone. In 6 months now, that's all we have. But 6 months is a long time, because the damage he can do in 6 months, he's done more damage than the 10 worst presidents in the history of our country. There has never been anybody that's damaged our country like crooked Joe Biden. So I predict November 5th, the most important day in the history of our country. And it's going to be Christian Visibility Day. Christian Visibility Day. Christians are going to come out and they're going to vote like never before.
Donald J. Trump unveiling a term I had not heard from the Trump campaign, and that is Christian Visibility Day, which will be Election Day, November 5th. I had never heard that used by the former president. We'll talk more about that as we go along. Also, we're going to talk about rebuilding the Baltimore Bridge, the key bridge, and where do we stand, and how do we finance rebuilding a bridge like that? And do it without breaking the bank.